The University Club on Jacksonville's South Bank is closing this month. That's after nearly 50 years of offering full-service dining with a spectacular skyline view for members. Dallas-based Club Corps announced in September it was going to close, and dining room manager Slim Allen remembers that Wednesday that employees found out.
So then that Wednesday come around, he brought all us together, employees meeting, everybody came in, who didn't work, was off from work, came in, and he sat everybody down, and then he did his spiel and said what he had to say, and that's when it all hit the fan.
Club Member Services Representative Margaret Adder says she was shocked.
I cried myself to sleep and I woke up crying. It was like, this has been 35 years of our lives. And for them to come in here and just say it's over, and we have been part of the Jacksonville skyline, this is our 49th year this month. And everyone's numb. The members are like, but why? And they said it wasn't open for discussion.
Dining room manager Liza Flowers, also a 35-year employee, knew the club members' kids' names and their favorite foods and drinks. She served at countless weddings and anniversary parties.
At first, I mean, there were tears, the members' tears, our tears for the first 2-3 weeks. It's just like losing a family member, you know. We've all been, you know, family for the past 35 years, so.
University Club in River Place Tower will close December 17th. In this week's business brief, analyst John Burr tells news director Jessica Palumbo the University Club's fate is not shared by other Jacksonville clubs. A competitor is actually seeing growth.
The University Club is one of Jacksonville's two city-based business social clubs. Being one of two, I talked with their competitor, Gate Hospitality. Gate owns Epping Forest Yacht Club, Bonavita Inn & Club, and the River Club downtown, which is on top of the Wells Fargo building. Herb Payton, who owns Gate Petroleum and also the clubs, he takes a personal interest in running them. That's according to Joan Sikora. She's a vice president with Gate Hospitality.
He's done a great job, I think, preserving the clubs in this particular area to a local owner. And I think that's one thing that's been very positive in the community.
Why did the University Club close?
Sikora said she feels Jacksonville, it's just not big enough to support two city-based business clubs.
City clubs are typically used for business meetings, business folks, and sometimes it's just too small of a town to have two full clubs.
So, John, are clubs like this that require a membership still viable in Jacksonville?
They're very viable. You know, Gate runs the River Club on top of the Wells Fargo building, the top two floors, just an incredible view of the river. And they've been growing quite a bit, actually. And Sikora says in the last 2 years, they've added 200 members, which is more than 20% growth.
Wow.
And they've really focused on people under 40, especially young executives, a lot of social programming to get younger people, and it's worked for them.
It's also an opportunity for them to network and be with some of the who's who, because the River Club, as you know, has a majority of, you know, our fine business leaders as members, and there's a lot of good business deals that take place in that particular property.
The River Club is changing quite a bit, actually. Their employee uniforms have changed. They don't have that formal black and white jacket and tie anymore. More of what Sikora calls bistro hip. They have a vegetarian menu, all kinds of events. Monday football lunches, they bring in former Jaguar players and lead a discussion on the games from the weekend. They even brought in a bunch of penguins from the Jacksonville Zoo last year and let the kids learn about the birds while their parents were having dinner in the next room.
Okay, something for the whole family.
That is what really is the challenge in running a club and keeping it viable, is finding those things that really cater to what people want.
WJCT business analyst John Burr talked with Gate Hospitality Vice President Joan Sikora. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.
The WJCT Business Brief is sponsored by Jacksonville University Davis College of Business. JU Davis means business.